Okay, well, Mavs fans, we're here talking about whether or not the first round exits of Dwight Howard and Chris Paul may have changed their mind in any sense. For me, I have never for 1 minute in the last 3 years thought either of them would come to the Mavericks, but I'd say that, you know, the fact that each team is kind of locked into their current team, and this may be where they are, is, you know, the first time I've ever kind of doubted that. What do you think?
I wouldn't take either of those first round losses as any indication that either of those guys is going to leave. I mean, L.A. is L.A., and it's the Lakers for Dwight, and the Clippers have such a bright future. Even if, I mean, they're not locked into what they have now. They're not like the Nets. Blake Griffin's a young star. Dirk, we didn't even make the playoffs this year. They made it. They lost, but built some pieces around it. The question is whether or not Chris Paul has any faith in Donald Sterling to do that.
If you hear any snuffling noises in the background, it's Mav's dog Pancake rolling around on the bed because we're ignoring him to talk about the Mavericks. Yeah, I mean, right. So it seems like L.A. was the place for Dwight because what he really wants more than anything else is to be a celebrity, sort of like Chris Bosh in that way. But what he also wants is for people to stop making fun of him forever. That's never going to happen, obviously, but, you know, a place like L.A., as long as Kobe's there, it's always going to be Kobe's right and Dwight is wrong. That's what playing with Kobe is like. It doesn't seem like they like each other at all. I mean, anybody saw when Dwight got ejected in Game 4, that's when Kobe came back out on the court, and I don't think anyone or too many people really doubt that that has to do with Kobe not wanting to be in the locker room with Dwight. Do you think that, like, Kobe's injury has any effect on whether or not Dwight might change his mind?
I think it has something to do with it, but as like personality-wise, I don't think anyone would ever enjoy playing. I mean, Kobe just has that personality where you're not sure if you would rather be playing against him or on his team, because either one would just be horrible. He just has such high expectations for his teammates, and he'll kill whoever gets in his way of winning, whether you're on his team or you're not. Dwight's problem, I mean, not knowing the guy personally, it seems like his personality is the kind of I want everyone to love me. It's sort of immature. It doesn't really have the killer instinct that a guy like Kobe has, a guy like Chris Paul has, where he pouts, he openly pouts. When things go badly, he gets himself ejected. But he really wants to be loved, which is why that confusing opt-in in Orlando, he seemed like he wanted to be the guy in Orlando, and then things didn't turn out the way he wanted to, and that very short side decision backfired. He goes to L.A., which he's very happy about, and it's not as easy as he thought it was. But with Kobe out of the picture, you could tell he was not having a good time early on the season with the way he was producing. He turned it around by the end of the year, but he was still not old Dwight, and you don't know if he's ever going to be like that. But playing with Kobe makes things easier for him if he's willing to step up. And it looked like he was at the end of last year.
Yeah. I haven't mentioned, by the way, we're here with special guest star Mark Tobo, who is up from his billionaire Playboy mansion in the South to talk to us about the Mavs. Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't think CP3 is that likely, but the sense that he's likely is that CP3 has this young team that seems really talented, but apparently not talented enough to get past a mid-seed in the West, and it doesn't seem like they have a ceiling. I mean, it seems like they sort of hit their ceiling. A lot of people think Blake Griffin still has room to improve. I don't understand why, you know, we just always assume that people can learn a jump shot. I think that turns out not to be the case fairly often. But the reason that I think about Dwight is because he's so mercurial, he's so sensitive, he so wants to be loved, and it's clear, you know, he and Kobe don't get along that well, but I think that isn't going to matter as much. And the only reason that I have some doubt about Dwight is that Kobe's injury is itself unpredictable. Kobe's, I think, 34, but he's been playing basketball in the NBA since he was 4 years old or so. So, you know, you don't know if he's going to back. You don't know if he's going to come back the way he was. And Dwight is looking at a team that, you know, that team that got swept by the Spurs and never had a chance is likely to be the Lakers team at least until the All-Star break next year. And if that's not the case, when Kobe comes back, if he can't perform as well as he used to, which is pretty likely. I mean, our own Elton Brand last year had this same injury when he was a bit younger than Kobe, and he lived, you know, a year, 2 years before that, he was averaging like 26 and 10, and then, you know, now he's been a reliable 15, 16 point, 8 rebound guy since then. That's the team you have, because they're paying $9 zillion in salary. So I would think, you know, Dwight is more likely than CP3. Do you think either's likely at all, or do you think, you know, one's more likely than the other?
If anything, I think Chris Paul is more likely than Dwight. I don't think either of them are very likely. Dwight, I mean, like you said, you know, I don't think he knows what he wants from day to day, but being in Los Angeles kind of suits him. If he goes anywhere, I could see it being Houston, where it's a young team where he can grow with. He's not much older than those guys down in Houston. They need, clearly could use him down there. Kobe, I would put more faith in Kobe coming back from his injury than a guy like Elton Brand, because Kobe just, I mean, there are stories of him staying up all night shooting baskets. The guy trains like a madman, but he is getting older, and he talks about retiring in the next few years, because I'm sure it's hard in the rest of your life when you practice and play like he does. But I think Dwight likes the bright lights of Los Angeles, and I think he likes that more than winning, honestly. And I think Chris Paul values winning more than that. Chris Paul is the kind of guy who has the same personality as Kobe, where he just will do anything to win. You watch him at the end of the game, and the guy just takes over. Like, if there's one guy in the league almost you don't want to see handling the ball at the end of the game, it's Chris Paul, because he will get to the line, he'll get to the basket, he'll do whatever it takes to win, and he'll do it on both ends of the court. And if he thinks in Los Angeles that can't happen because of Donald Sterling, because Blake Griffin doesn't work as hard as he does, because you have guys like Lamar Odom who, you know, just don't care that much, I could see him leaving. And it'd be a hard pitch, I think, in Dallas to say that we have a better chance of winning than Los Angeles does. But there's a clear contrast between the owners there, between Sterling and Cuban. And you think Cuban will put the pieces around me to win. I still got a few good years of Dirk. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. So Dwight Howard, he signs a 5-year contract with the Lakers, knows that by the end of it, he's going to be the face of Laker Town. It's hard to believe that there's anything else he can want. It's like being the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Everybody's going to talk about you. Even the Cowboys, you know, have won one playoff series in about 14 years. It's a high-profile position. It's what he's always wanted. CP3, terrible coach. Mavs have a great coach. Terrible owner. Mavs have a great owner. But the Clippers have a lot of young talent. The Mavs have only Dirk. So, you know, I think it's a hard pitch either way. Do you have any final thoughts there?
I mean, I think this will be a very interesting offseason. Both those guys obviously going to think about it. Chris Paul gave some indication earlier that he wanted to resign with Los Angeles, but that was before this first round. We'll see what the Mavericks do with their decent pick. I think they'll probably flip it, but we'll see if they can get some talent either through the draft or through a trade or something. And you'll see, I think Del Negro is as good as gone for the Clippers, and they're going to go to Chris Paul and ask him who he wants to hire for the coach. Who he'll stay to play for. So coaching wise, it might be a wash depending on who they can get. If they can get someone like a Phil Jackson or something, that would be huge, but we'll see. So I think about halfway through the offseason, when the draft starts in, I don't know, June or whenever that is, I think that'll be a big indication about whether Chris Paul will leave. Dwight, you know, I don't see it. I think he's happy. I mean, the problem is it is a bright lights position where center of Los Angeles Lakers, you draw a lot of criticism, like Tony Romo does for the Cowboys. Even if you're producing, if you're not winning, you're going to get a lot of criticism. You know he hates that, but you know he's unpredictable. So I guess we'll see about both those guys.
Okay, well, Mavs dog has left, presumably to eat the trash or something like that. So we'll be signing off here, and thanks for joining us for another Mavs Moneyball podcast.